Four Israelis were killed today by a Palestinian gunman in a Jewish settlement near the West Bank city of Hebron. At least eight others were injured in the attack. Israeli troops shot and killed the gunman and an accomplice. The Islamic Jihad faction claimed responsibility for the shooting. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Witnesses and the Israeli military said the gunman entered a religious school in the settlement of Otniel, south of Hebron, as students and others were having their Sabbath meal. The gunman entered the dining hall, tossing grenades and firing on those inside. A gun battle ensued when troops arrived on the scene, according to the army, and the Palestinian attacker was shot and killed. Among the wounded, two were reported in serious condition. A search was launched for a second assailant, and Israeli media reported that after a chase and gunfight in which three soldiers were injured, a second Palestinian was shot and killed. The Islamic Jihad faction claimed the gunmen as its members and said the attack was in revenge for the death of Hamza Abu Rub, a senior Islamic Jihad member in the Jenin area. He was shot and killed yesterday by Israeli troops in one of a series of raids across the West Bank that left seven Palestinians dead. Israeli media reported that there was no fence around the Otniel settlement. The army recently decided to build security zones around settlements, but some religious settlers oppose fences on ideological grounds. In the Gaza Strip, tens of thousands of Palestinians attended a rally today, marking the 15th anniversary of the largest Islamist Palestinian faction, Hamas. Founder Sheikh Ahmed Yassin told cheering supporters that more Palestinians would die for their cause and that, quote, Israelis should not feel safe. Israel Radio reported that Army Chief of Staff Shaul Mofaz ordered his forces to keep up the pressure on Palestinian armed factions. Troops carried out more arrests in the West Bank today. One of those detained was described as a member of the Al-Aqsa Brigades, linked to Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. The army said he was found with an audio tape describing a suicide attack he was allegedly planning to carry out. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has condemned attacks against Israeli civilians, but factions such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad have ignored all calls for an end to such attacks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.